We're going to break in here. There's a breaking story going on out of, is this New York, Tommy?
Yes, it is.
Is that the World Trade?
Spectacular pictures coming out of New York City right now. It looks like, and we're getting initial reports, that it looks like a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center. Black smoke is pouring out of some of the upper floors.
This is WGN Chicago. Tommy, what's the latest?
Our top story this morning, a plane has crashed into the World Trade Center in New York City.
There appears to be heavy damage, very heavy smoke now billowing out of one of the towers right now.
And very slow day for you on the tolls. Here's WGN.
Mary, can I interrupt you? We have to get back to the situation in New York. It now looks like the other tower has been hit. Let's go to WINZ in New York.
It had to have been at least one plane, possibly two. The fires in the two buildings are at separate levels. One of the towers, it appears the smoke is coming from about halfway up, and in the other tower, the smoke is coming from about two-thirds of the way up.
This is Tom Peterson in the WGN Newsroom. We are receiving word now from Mike Mathis, who is landing our helicopter at Midway Airport. He is reporting that Midway and O'Hare, in fact, all the airports in the Chicago area have been shut down. And we know that for sure New York City's airports have been down, but now there is also a report that they're going to shut down the entire air traffic system across the country, closing all the airports as a precaution, and that the order has gone out. And dramatic pictures, too, of smoke now coming up from the Pentagon, where it seems that that, too, is a horrific crash in that area with no doubt intense casualties there. Let us check out our local situation. One of WGN News' Rick Jaeger is at the Sears Tower this morning, checking out the situation there. Rick, what do you see?
I've talked to a couple of security guards saying the building is not being evacuated, but it appears as though as people are leaving on their own accord just to be safe.
This is WGN Radio Chicago.
Stan Daler from ABC's Good Morning America is down in the general vicinity. Dan, can you tell us what has just happened?
I'm four blocks north of the World Trade Center. The second building that was hit by the plane has just completely collapsed.
This is Tom Peterson in the WGN Newsroom as we return to local coverage of this catastrophe this morning in New York City and in Washington, D.C. On the phone with me is Monique Bond, spokeswoman for the Chicago Aviation Department. Monique, it is our understanding that they have stopped all takeoffs nationwide, so obviously we are affected here in Chicago, correct?
That is correct. All departures have been stopped nationwide. The airports are now at a heightened state of awareness, meaning there will be more visible signs of security. K-9 units have been dispatched, and the tow trucks are out on the road fronts towing any unattended vehicles.
Here in Chicago, they have evacuated the Sears Tower, and other buildings, I'm sure, are taking similar precautions, people being urged to leave. We're told that there are also some reports now that they're going to try to move up the metro schedule and things like that so people can get out of the downtown area.
And did you see the second plane come in?
Yeah, I saw the second plane. It's going boom.
They're going into what they call an Archangel operation, which is a code name for essentially a major lockdown of the city.
Tom Peterson in the WGN Newsroom. We interrupt ABC's live coverage of what's transpired to go to Washington, D.C., and we join Senator Dick Durbin.
September 11th, 2001 is another day that will live in infamy. Anyone who attacks the United States, killing innocent people the way it's happened today, clearly by design, is going to pay a price.
Let us go locally now to O'Hare Airport, which has become the scene of some attention in the wake of these attacks on the World Trade Center, the Pentagon, the State Department. Also a report still being checked out of an aircraft crashing about 80 miles southeast of Pittsburgh. But let us go out to O'Hare. WGN's Doug Cummings is there.
You know, if you looked at it, Tom, from the perspective of not knowing what's going on elsewhere, you'd just think it was a very quiet day. But if you look closer, normally there is activity on the runways, on the taxiways, around the airport buildings. There is none of that today. It looks like they have shut down the parking garage. There are city vehicles parked at angles across the ramps.
Chicago's News and Talk Radio 720 WGN. We're going to break here for just a moment because we've talked about the voluntary evacuations and people leaving the downtown buildings, for the most part business being shut down in the downtown area. Let's get an update now from WGN's Traffic Central, and here's Mike Mathis with the latest. Mike?
We are seeing some unusually heavy delays now northbound on Lakeshore Drive, north of North Avenue. Good indication folks leaving town vehicularly. Talk to Frank Malone, spokesman for Metra. They are operating on what's called a load-and-go basis right now.
Thank you very much, Mike. Let's get back out to O'Hare Airport, where WGN's Doug Cummings has been watching the situation out there. What's the latest, Doug?
Well, Tom, I've just walked into Terminal 2. There is a lot of activity from around some of the counters, but basically what we're being told, I've been told by several officers in a very direct way, that they want the media away from O'Hare.
Just to wrap up the situation out there, there is no activity at all, it appears. The departures have been stopped.
Let me interrupt you for a second, Tom. I'm going to try and get in on a news conference in Terminal 2 here with Monique Bond. I'm just coming up on it now. That's the next voice you'll hear will be Monique Bond, the aviation spokeswoman.
We don't want to create a sense of panic or hysteria. People should remain calm.
About in the middle of Manhattan.
Tom Peterson in the WGN newsroom interrupting ABC's continuing coverage from New York City on today's events. But let's get more local right now. WGN's Wes Bleed is at the Hancock building where he says people are leaving. Right, Wes?
They're leaving and being told not to enter, Tom. The building was evacuated sometime earlier this morning after the tragedy in New York and Washington.
We also have David Stewart over at City Hall. David, what's the story there?
Well, Tom, walking over here, I can echo what Wes said. You can hear snatches of conversations, people in stunned disbelief that such a thing could occur, and talking about how it may have some sort of an impact on Chicago. Certain government office buildings have been closed down as precautions. For example, the Daly Center is now closed, and it has been evacuated. Cook County Sheriff's Police are guarding the perimeter of that building with canine units inside. The Thompson Center, the State of Illinois building, is closed and dark. You cannot get access to that building.
And it looks like, Mike Mathis, are you over there in Traffic Central?
And right now, in fact, I just talked to some motorists who are on the ground and saying the downtown area on Columbus and Lake Streets are all much heavier than normal.
Noel Gaffney at the CTA saying they are maintaining rush hour level service.
This is Steve Bertrand in the WGN newsroom. We expect to hear from officials of the city of Chicago coming up in the next few minutes. They have a news conference scheduled at the 911 center.
City officials are expected to talk with us momentarily, probably in about 15 minutes, just to talk about the precautions that we're taking here in the city of Chicago.
Thank you. We'll be back to you. I think the most important
thing. That is a news conference being held in Dallas today at Dallas-Fort Worth Airport by American Airlines officials. You're listening to WGN Chicago. It is 2 minutes after 11 o'clock. We go back now to WGN News Director Tom Peterson.
We have Larry Schreiner on the line, Steve, and he is reporting that Chicago police are now going into a heightened alert status. Larry, what's the latest on that?
They're putting in a heightened alert around federal and government buildings. They're also telling all police officers citywide to be on the lookout for the possibility of any stolen buses or large trucks. There will be restricted parking around government and federal buildings. Chicago Fire Department is going and checking all extra fire equipment that they have in firehouses or that they have. They're making sure that they are gassed and they're equipped.
WGN's David Stewart is keeping an eye on cancellations in the loop. David, what can you tell us?
Daly Center, where the courts and a lot of county offices are, has been closed and evacuated.
And we expect to hear from city officials now coming up in about 20 minutes or so. WGN's Wes Bleed has spent much of the morning on North Michigan Avenue. Wes?
Various scenes along Michigan Avenue, Steve and Tom, including right outside of our studios at the Tribune Tower, large crowd gathered watching the TV monitor which we have there and listening to our coverage.
There are so many people involved, and we talked about, you know, perhaps as many as 50,000 people inside the World Trade Centers. This is a story unlike the Oklahoma City bombing tragedy, where it's likely that each of us is going to know someone who died today.
One woman I spoke with, who actually had just been coming out of Fourth Presbyterian Church, I said, why did you feel it was important to come down? She said, well, my uncle works at the World Trade Center, but he was not there today.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, I felt a special urging to go and give thanks.
Which was scheduled from Washington to Los Angeles.
This is Steve Bertrand again in the WGN newsroom, and we will go to the 911 center where Mayor Daley is addressing reporters.
But we cannot be too careful. I urge all the people not to panic, but to remain alert and vigilant. I assure them that essential city services are being delivered. We have opened the emergency command center, placed the Chicago Police Department and Fire Department, all city agencies on full alert.
It is 11:30. You're listening to WGN Chicago as we continue to follow this story today. The terrorist attacks on the World Trade Center in New York, the Pentagon in Washington, and a fourth jetliner apparently hijacked crashed about 80 miles from Pittsburgh today.